My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we are about to enter upon the final 10. And these final 10 days of Ramadan are the most significant and important days of the entire year. There is no parallel to any other time frame than the 10 nights of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a qasam, an oath on these 10. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Allah swears by the 10 nights, and there is an ikhtilaf amongst our scholars which of these walayal and ashr, and one opinion says the last 10 of Ramadan is this walayal and ashr. And we learn in a famous hadith in Sahih Muslim that Aisha says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would exert himself in these last 10 nights as he would never exert himself throughout the year. كان يجتهد في العشر أواخر. He would make the most effort in the last 10 that he would not make for the rest of the year. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well, it is narrated from Aisha, كان إذا دخل العشر. Once the final 10 entered, أحيا الليل. He spent the entire night awake. وأيقظ أهله. And he would awaken his wives and family. وَاشْتَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ. And he would tighten his belt. And the expression tighten his belt is a connotation of basically doing hard work. You know, even in English, you're going to tighten up. You're going to make it a very, very tough race to finish up. You're going to put in everything that you have. And some have even said that tighten his belt is an expression that indicates that he would not be involved in anything of a physical nature with his family, even though it is halal in those days, but the last 10 nights, even that would be gotten rid of. And there's nothing wrong with both interpretations. So the point is, in the last 10 nights, the Prophet ﷺ would spend the entire night awake. Now, by the way, Aisha also narrates that the Prophet ﷺ never spent the whole night in worship, which means he would spend the night awake, but this means he would take breaks, he would eat. He never spent the entire night in tahajjud without taking a break. But in the last 10 of Ramadan, he would spend most of the night in tahajjud, most of the night in ibadah, and of course with breaks. And that's really the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And not only that, but he would awaken his family as well. So he wouldn't even allow his wives or the children of his wives, because he had some stepchildren, as you know, from his wives. All of them would awaken and they would pray the entire night. And therefore it is a sunnah established by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we as well try our best to stay these nights awake. And of course, Allah knows our situation. Not all of us can do that, for those that have to go to work the next day. But no doubt, these are the nights of exertion. These are the nights you give it your max, whatever you're able to do. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed these nights with perhaps the greatest blessing of time that we have been given as Muslims, and that is Laylatul Qadr. There is no time frame that is more blessed than the one night of Laylatul Qadr. That is the pinnacle, the queen of all time frames in the whole year. There is no time frame that is more blessed and more holy than that one night of Laylatul Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned multiple verses about Laylatul Qadr. Of them is the beginning of Surah Al-Dukhan, Hamim, Wal Kitab Al-Mubin, Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatin Mubarakatin, Inna Kunna Munzirin, Fiha Yufrahu Kullu Amrin Hakim, Amran Min Indina, Inna Kunna Mursirin, Rahmatan Min Rabbik, Innahu Huwa As-Sami'ul Alim. Six verses about Laylatul Qadr. We all jump to Surah Al-Qadr, and that's valid, but we forget in Surah Al-Dukhan, the first paragraph is all about Laylatul Qadr. So there are in fact two paragraphs in the Quran about Laylatul Qadr. The beginning of Surah Al-Dukhan, and of course the entire surah that we have all memorized, and that is Surah Al-Qadr. And in the beginning of Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah Azza wa Jal gives a qasam, an oath, by the magnificent Quran. And he said, we have revealed this Quran in a blessed and holy night, and we are the ones who shall do so. On that night, every single matter is decided. Fiha, on the Laylatul Qadr, yufraqu kullu amrin hakim, every wise matter is decided. Amran min indina, this is our command. This is how we have legislated it. This is what we're going to do, that on Laylatul Qadr, we will decide all matters. Now, of course, our scholars say the decision is not made on Laylatul Qadr, but the decision is announced on Laylatul Qadr for the upcoming year. And it is announced to the Mala' al-A'la, to the highest group of angels. It is announced to the creation of Allah that is in the upper world, that's the angels. So they are told of Allah's Qadr for the upcoming year. Not that Allah Azza wa Jal will, as they say, make up. No, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't make up his mind. Allah knows from eternity what's going to happen. But on Laylatul Qadr, the announcements are made. The responsibilities are tasked out to the angels for the upcoming year. As Ibn Abbas said, that on Laylatul Qadr, it is possible that a person is preparing his bed and he doesn't even know that the announcement has come that he shall die that year. As Ibn Abbas said, it's possible he's preparing his bed, he doesn't even know. And on that day, Allah's decision will be announced that so and so will die. And he is oblivious because he's not worshipping Allah on that day. So the point is, because it is the time of announcement, we should engage in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, is something that Allah has blessed our ummah with. No previous ummah has been given Laylatul Qadr. This is a blessing given only to our ummah. It is mentioned in a hadith that is not fully authentic. It has weakness in it. But inshallah, the concept is valid. And that is that some of the Sahaba said, O Messenger of Allah, the Quran tells us of stories of people that live for 950 years or the previous generations live for so long. How can we compete with them when we only have 60, 70 years? How can we compete when they used to live for so long and we have such a short period of time? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the ummah with Laylatul Qadr. That on this night, the worship of one night will give you more than the worship of a full lifetime. We all know 1,000 months is more than 83 years. And who amongst us worships 83 years? Even if we live 83 years, one half is in sleeping and earning money, another third is in wasting time with this and that. We actually worship less than 5% of our time. But if we worship on Laylatul Qadr, we get a boost or a bonus that is simply unimaginable. 83 solid years in our lifetime of worship will happen if we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that one night. And of course, Surah Al-Dukhan mentions Laylatul Qadr, and of course, Surah Al-Qadr mentions Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr, wa ma adraka ma Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Allah mentions the word Laylatul Qadr 3 times in Surah Al-Qadr. And whenever Allah repeats a word, it signifies its importance, its blessings. So even the word Laylatul Qadr or the phrase Laylatul Qadr is mentioned 3 times in Suratul Qadr. And also the phrase Wama Adraka Ma Laylatul Qadr, it occurs rarely in the Quran, Wama Adraka. But whenever Wama Adraka occurs, it signifies how great is it and how can you possibly understand how great is it? Wama Adraka, what will make you understand what is Laylatul Qadr? Means it's beyond even the blessing is so big. Allah is asking, you won't appreciate it. You will not appreciate Laylatul Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا Laylatul Qadr. And then to give us one blessing, Laylatul Qadri خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Now what does Laylatul Qadr mean? What is the meaning of Qadr? There are 4 meanings given in the classical books and all of them are valid. All of them are valid. The first meaning of Laylatul Qadr, Qadr here means, the first meaning is significance, Qadr. Even in other languages, in Urdu, Qadr means Sha'an. It's a great person of great rank. So Laylatul Qadr, the night of significance, the night of glory, the night of that is very important. So the one night of the year that is more important than all nights is Laylatul Qadr. So the first meaning of Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, the night of Sha'an, the night of significance. The second meaning of Laylatul Qadr is the same meaning, that it is a night of significance, but the one who worships Allah will be the one who will become significant. So Laylatul Qadr, the night of significance, but now it doesn't apply to the night in the second meaning. It applies to the one who worships Allah. You want to become significant in the eyes of Allah. You want to have qadr in the eyes of Allah. You want to raise your ranks. Then on this night, worship Allah. And you will be of those who have qadr. So Laylatul Qadr, the night to get an upgrade. The night to be raised up. This is Laylatul Qadr. The third meaning of qadr that is mentioned in the books, and all of these are valid, is that qadr also means to be tight and restricted. وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ Whoever's rizq is constricted, it's tight. So Laylatul Qadr, the night of tightness or constriction. Why is Laylatul Qadr called the night of tightness or restriction? Because the quantity of angels that come down on that one night makes the entire horizons packed with the angels. There's no space for them. There's no space for the angels. So it is called Laylatul Qadr. And of course, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, تَنَزِلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا All of the angels come down. Or we shouldn't say all because some angels do not, but a lot of the angels, they come down. And Jibreel himself. And Jibreel himself comes down. And this is a very significant point because Jibreel is the greatest of all angels. Like our Prophet is the greatest of prophets. Jibreel is the greatest of angels. And Jibreel no longer visits this earth because there are no more prophets. But there's one night that he comes down. There's one night that he comes down. And that is the night of Qadr. The entire year, Jibreel has no need to come down anymore. There are no more prophets. But the one night that the very angel who communicated with our Prophet ﷺ, he communicated with Isa, with Jesus, with Moses, with Abraham, with Noah, he communicated with every single prophet. That great angel, the mere witnessing of Jibreel was given as a miracle to the Prophet ﷺ. Allah says, he has seen our magnificent miracle. لَقَدْ رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى means the Prophet ﷺ saw Jibreel. Seeing Jibreel was a miracle that the Prophet ﷺ was given. That angel is coming to earth on the night of Qadr. What a magnificent night. And the whole horizons are packed with angels. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ The whole night the angels are coming down. And so Laylatul Qadr, the night of no space. The night of jam-packed angels. That's what Qadr means. And then the fourth position or opinion of Qadr is the most commonly understood one. And this is the most obvious one as well. That Qadr here is the sixth pillar of Iman. We believe in Qadr, khayrihi wa sharrihi, predestination. Laylatul Qadr, the night of predestination. Why? Because on this particular night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces the Qadr to the angels. And so we want to be in the best state, hoping that our prayer and our dua will impact our Qadr. And this is the whole point, brothers and sisters, that dua affects Qadr. Our Prophet ﷺ said, hadith is in Abu Dawood, nothing changes Qadr other than dua. Nothing changes Qadr other than dua. Memorize this hadith. Nothing changes Qadr other than dua. So when the Qadr is announced, we want to be in dua. We want to be in sajda. We want to be in prayer because we want to have the best year that's going to come up. So we prayed to Allah on that night to give us the best of this world and the next. And that is why it is called Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr has many specialities, many blessings. Of the blessings that are mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah for Laylatul Qadr, number one is that the Quran itself has been revealed on that night. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, That Hamim wal Kitab al Mumin, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka. We have sent the Quran on a blessed night. And therefore, it was this night that Allah chose to reveal the Quran to the lower heavens. Of the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, is that it is better than an entire month. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, as we all know, that the worship of Allah on this night is better than 1,000 months. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ And that is 83.3 years. Of the blessings of Laylatul Qadr is that Allah has called it the blessed night. Laylatin Mubaraka. Laylatin Mubaraka. And there is no other night in the Quran that has been called annually Laylatin Mubaraka other than the Laylatul Qadr. And blessed here means, Mubarak here means, Baraka is to extend the usefulness of something, is to increase the good in something. So it is the blessed night, meaning the worship of one night equals the worship of 80 years. How blessed is it? That's what blessedness is. That a small quantity, suffices for a large, or a small quantity is magnified to a larger amount. So this is the greatest blessing, that one night of worship will give you 1,000 months. So this is Laylatim Mubarakah. Of the blessings of this night, as we already mentioned, is that it is the only night that Jibreel alayhi salam comes down. And it is reported from one of the Salaf that he would dress up and he would get ready and wear perfume on Laylatul Qadr. And so his family asked him, why are you dressing up so much? And he said, why would I not dress up when it is the night that Jibreel is coming and he might be visiting on this particular night? How could I not dress up on Laylatul Qadr to basically honor the coming of Jibreel? So this is the night that Jibreel is coming to this world. It is the only night of the year that Jibreel visits. And of course, by the way, the meaning of the angels coming and Jibreel coming is that Allah's mercy is everywhere. Because the angels are synonymous with Allah's mercy, i.e. wherever the angels go, there is Allah's mercy. Wherever the angels go, there is Allah's forgiveness. So the angels are everywhere. Jibreel is going around this world. So we need to prepare for that night and welcome that night. This is of the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. Of the blessings of Laylatul Qadr is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has characterized Laylatul Qadr as being a night of peace. Salam. Hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. Salam. Just one noun, salam. This is the night of salam. This is the night of peace. Why is there so much peace or salam on this night? Because with the overwhelming presence of the angels, the shayateen cannot do anything on this night. The angels are everywhere. And so there are no evil shayateen that are going to harm mankind. And any evil that takes place is coming from man and not from the waswas of the jinn. Any evil that might take place on that night, this is coming from the inner nature of some evil men. Otherwise, the presence of the angels is everywhere. So, salam. It is going to be peace until the coming of Fajr. And of the blessings of Laylatul Qadr is that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that whoever prays the entire night of Laylatul Qadr, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. All of his previous sins will be forgiven. And there are only two simple conditions. You stand believing in Allah and wanting Allah's reward. You're not standing to show off. You're not standing to impress people. You're standing because you believe in Allah. And you're standing because you believe in what the Prophet ﷺ said about Laylatul Qadr. And you're standing because you expect those rewards of being forgiven. Whoever does the simple conditions, simple for those who make it simple. من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. And that one night can forgive a lifetime of sins. Of the blessings of Laylatul Qadr as well is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed an entire surah about Laylatul Qadr. Suratul Qadr. An entire surah has been revealed to tell us the blessedness of this night, and that significant, that signifies how blessed this night is. And there are other blessings as well of Laylatul Qadr. And it is authentically narrated that our Prophet ﷺ, in the beginning of Medina, he would perform i'tikaf. And i'tikaf means to basically put yourself in the masjid and never leave unless you have to leave for the daily routines or for the restroom, if there's no restroom, or to get food. Otherwise, you keep yourself in the masjid. That our Prophet ﷺ would do i'tikaf for the first 10 nights of Ramadan, first 10. Then the next year, he moved it to the middle 10 of Ramadan. And then the year after that, he said that Jibreel came to me and told me, what I am seeking is in the last 10. So whoever wants to do i'tikaf, to search for Laylatul Qadr, let him do it in the last 10. So Laylatul Qadr, therefore, is in the last 10 nights. And this is well known that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, تَحَرَّوْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. Search for Laylatul Qadr in the final 10 of Ramadan. So in the beginning, the Prophet did not know. He thought it might be the first 10. Then he thought it was the second 10. Then Jibreel came and said, no, it's in the last 10. So in order to maximize the time, in order to make sure that he caught Laylatul Qadr, he would in fact, as a regular sunnah, basically lock himself up in the masjid. By that I mean, he would stay in the masjid and not stay at home. And i'tikaf is a sunnah for those who are able to do it, and for those who cannot do it, it's obviously not wajib. Whoever is able to do it, that is good. Some ulama, by the way, say that i'tikaf can also be done for one night, which means that every time we enter the masjid on the last 10 days, we just make the niyyah, I'm in i'tikaf. There's no time frame for i'tikaf. Yes, the ideal is 10. But many ulama say there's no minimum. So even one night can be i'tikaf. So if we enter the masjid, we make the niyyah, I'm in i'tikaf. And when we make the niyyah, then we better cut back socializing. Because i'tikaf, no socializing. I'tikaf, you worship. Your i'tikafa means he basically applied himself to. He cut himself off from and applied himself to one thing. And what is that one thing? The worship of Allah. Dhikr, Quran, you know, dua, whatever. But minimal socializing, and don't leave unless you need to leave. So going outside of the masjid to get food does not break the i'tikaf. But going outside for socializing breaks the i'tikaf. So i'tikaf is that which is done in the masjid. It can only be done in the masjid, by the way. And it is a sunnah for those who are able to do it. So the last 10 nights, as we said, our Prophet ﷺ would do i'tikaf primarily because he wanted to maximize on finding Laylatul Qadr. And we all know as well that it is not just the last 10, but especially the odd of the last 10, that our Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith in Bukhari, that find Laylatul Qadr in the odd of the last 10 of Ramadan. And so 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. And of these three, in particular, the final nights, of these five nights, in particular, the final nights, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that try to find Laylatul Qadr on the 29th and the 27th and the 25th. So then in one hadith, he narrated down even more to those three. And then of those three, the one that has the most probability is, of course, the night of the 27th. And this is authentically mentioned in one hadith in Sahih Muslim, that our Prophet ﷺ said, Laylatul Qadr is the Layla of Sabah wa Ashin. It is the night of the 27th. Laylatul Qadr is the night of the 27th. Now there's a long discussion in the classical books about which night is Laylatul Qadr. And in the end, we do not know for sure. But the highest candidate is 27. And after that is 29 and 25. And then after that is all of the odd nights. And then after that is all of the last 10 nights. And subhanAllah, it's only 10 nights, and of them especially 5. So if you knew, you would get so much reward. Wallahi, if I told you that somebody is giving $10,000 for somebody who does something every night for 10 nights, we would all do it. We would all do it. $10,000 is what compared to a lifetime of worship. So these are the 10 nights of ibadah. These are the 10 nights we do whatever we can. And no doubt 27th is the greatest candidate. But wallahi, how lazy is the one who only chooses 27th and then does nothing on the other nights. Yes, do the most on the 27th. Nobody's saying that. Especially if you're working every day and you can only take one day off, let's say, or maybe change your schedule one day. No doubt, make that the 27th night that you can worship. But the other nights, do whatever you can. Whatever you can do to squeeze an extra amount of worship at night, and especially on the odd nights. And by the way, some ulama have said that 27th is the greatest candidate for other reasons as well. For example, it is mentioned from Ibn Abbas that he said, Allah created 7 heavens, and Allah created 7 earths, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created or made the tawaf 7, and he made the sa'i 7, and he made the throwing of the jamarat 7. And so Laylatul Qadr is also on the 27th. So Ibn Abbas, who is the greatest scholar of the Sahaba, he would like be categorical. Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th. But that's an opinion of a companion, and we respect it, but it doesn't become the final opinion. Some have even given a very mystical interpretation, nothing wrong with saying it, and that is that if you read Suratul Qadr, that the 27th word in Laylatul Qadr is fiha, on that night. So it is as if, this is a mystical interpretation, on the 27th, fiha, on that night. The 27th word, if you count it, inna anzalna, if you count 27, you will get to fiha. This is again mystical interpretation. Nonetheless, out of all of the days, 27th is indeed the greatest day. And what? And of course, there's the opinion that must be said as well, that some ulama say Laylatul Qadr changes from year to year. And there seems to be good evidence for this. That in one year it might be the 27th, the next year might be the 29th, then it might be the 25th. So Allah varies it throughout the year so that people show their enthusiasm in different Ramadans, different years. And Allah knows best. In the end of the day, seriously, it's 10 nights. Of those 5 especially, really, we should try our best to worship Allah Ta'ala on all of those nights. And what should be done on Laylatul Qadr? What should be done on Laylatul Qadr? Well, many things, but all of the standard rituals. There's nothing unique. Extra salah, extra dhikr, extra dua, especially dua. Dua of Laylatul Qadr is of the greatest times of dua. Charity, try to give charity on Laylatul Qadr. Whatever extra you can do, Quran recitation, and of course, the queen of all duas on Laylatul Qadr, Aisha says, O Messenger of Allah, if I happen to find myself worshipping Allah on that night, meaning, if I'm worshipping on that night, what should I say? And the Prophet ﷺ said, say, O Aisha, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. O Allah, you are the one who erases all sins. And you love to erase all sins. So erase all of my sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are fasting this month and worshipping its nights and who worship on Laylatul Qadr. Brothers and sisters, there are three signs for Laylatul Qadr. And it is good to know them, but sometimes we don't see these signs. The point is that we should be aware of these signs of Laylatul Qadr. The first of these signs, it is reported in Sahih Muslim, that Ubay ibn Ka'ab narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them that of the signs of Laylatul Qadr is that the sun will rise on the next morning without any rays on it. La shu'a'a fi. So the sun will rise without any rays on it. And therefore, a lot of people, they try to stay awake till after Fajr and they see if the sun is coming out or not. And by the way, these signs, they're signs. I mean, sometimes you could misread the signs, sometimes you don't see them. So they're just, you know, you take some comfort in them, but you don't base your religion on what you think is one of the signs that you've seen. These are signs you should be aware of. The first of them, that the sun will rise without any bright rays the next morning. Of the signs of Laylatul Qadr, it is reported in Ibn Khuzaymah and Musnad al-Tayalisi that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that Laylatul Qadr shall be a moderate night. It's not going to be too hot, it's not going to be too cold, and the same sign is given in this hadith as well, that the sun will rise in a dull yellow. It's not going to be bright with this, with the rays coming out. So Laylatul Qadr is a temperate night. Now, what if Laylatul Qadr falls in the summer or in the winter? Means that particular night will not be as hot or cold as the ones before and after it. So relatively speaking, Laylatul Qadr will be a temperate, a cool night. It's not going to be too hot, it's not going to be too cold, relative to the other days of that particular season. And of the third and the final sign of Laylatul Qadr that is mentioned is that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith reported in Al-Tabarani that on that night no shooting star will be seen. No shooting star will be seen anywhere in the world. So this is the third sign that is given of Laylatul Qadr. And of course, this also makes sense. When the angels are everywhere, then there is not going to be any shooting star, because the Quran tells us the purpose of those stars is to basically tard the shayateen, or to get rid of the shayateen. And so the bottom line, these are three symptoms, these are three characteristics. If we see them, alhamdulillah, and we take comfort. If we don't see them, then alhamdulillah, doesn't really matter. It doesn't change the fact that there shall be a Laylatul Qadr. And indeed, brothers and sisters, the final point that I'll mention here is that subhanAllah, look at the beautiful hadith we began this month with. Our Prophet ﷺ said, the three blessings of Ramadan. Whoever fasts Ramadan with iman and expecting Allah's reward will have all of his sins forgiven. And that's what we're doing every single day. Whoever prays every night of Ramadan shall have his sins forgiven. And then all of the month of prayer and all of the month of fasting, there's one night that does it all as well. Whoever prays on Laylatul Qadr, the one night of Laylatul Qadr, with iman and with ihtisab, will have all of his sins forgiven. We're now about to enter into the final 10 nights. This is the time of the year. The time of the year that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would demonstrate the greatest, would exert the most. We see the finish line. The first 20 days were meant to get us into the spirit. The first 20 days were meant to get us into the routine. Now we see the finish line. And that is when the sprinter, that is when the person who's running, he really gets the energy. He sees it and he does the most. And this is the purpose of having the Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights. Unfortunately, some Muslims, they kind of tire out. And by the middle of the month, they kind of lose the wind, they lose their enthusiasm. That's not the point. The point is, for the first 20, we get into the spirit. For the first 20, we master the fasting, we master the qiyam. Now we're up to even a bigger and a higher level. And that's what's going to happen beginning 3 nights from now, 4 nights from now. We're going to be entering the final 20. The wise person is he or she who takes advantage of that. The wise person is the one who realizes Allah knows there's going to be a final Laylatul Qadr for me. me. There's going to be a final Ramadan for me. Let me make this Ramadan the best Ramadan, and the next Ramadan even better, and then the one after that, until finally the best Ramadan that I've ever had is the final Ramadan I'm on this world. And the only way we can do that is to keep on striving extra every single year. And on that night, dear brothers and sisters, realize your qadr, my qadr, is being announced. So let us make dua to Allah on that night in particular. Let us be in worship for having the best year, for having the best qadr. That's the whole point, that we want Allah Azza wa Jalla to see our determination, our dedication, our worship, our servitude. And that is the spirit of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who worship Him perfectly.